And we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples talking with Dr. Robert Smith, Fort Riley Museum Complex Director. The museum under renovation right now. And during the break, we had a caller asking about, I can't remember the question here.
Bennett Riley. Yes, we do. We will have a Bennett Riley exhibit. We have in the museum collection one of two original portraits of Bennett Riley, and we also have a number of his artifacts. We have one of my favorites is his walking stick, and it seems like in the 1850s everyone had to have a walking stick, and this one is actually inscribed and was gifted to him, and so we have that. So we have a number of Bennett Riley exhibit artifacts, and they will be on exhibit in the new museum. Yes.
Okay. Thank you for that question, caller. Dr. Smith, what are the next steps, and when will you begin building and putting in the displays?
Okay. The building, and that's going to be around sometime in April, that the buildings will be turned over by the contractors to us. The next step is that we have to have a team go in, and now that the actual construction is done, to do some what we call site verification. Because we have the plans for the exhibits in hand, but we want to make sure that there's no surprises there, that the exhibit plans match up with the actual building. And so that's going to be about, take about 3 months just to go through each exhibit hall and make sure that those verifications match the exhibit plans. Then the next step is that then there will be the exhibit fabricators come in. Those are the guys that build the cases for us, put the do the wall paintings for the dioramas and the murals and things like that. And that's going to take about 6 to 8 months to put the cabinets together and to paint the murals and all of that. So that puts us into probably sometime next year. And then we museum guys, we have to put the artifacts back in. So we need a couple of months to doing that. So our timeline is, optimistically, I would like to see late summer of next year. Probably more, I'm an impatient guy, so more closer to the mark would probably be early fall of next year, 2021. But it is really, Brandon, it's worth the wait.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like it. We have a caller here who has a question, so we'll get to them real quick. Good morning, you're on In Focus.
Yes, thank you for sharing all the years of experiences with this location with us, and it'll be wonderful to be able to come in and share these items with you. We could tell from the stress in your voice when you said, when we get it open, the intensity, just think of the intensity that has been in the building in the area for the last 200 years. For instance, the 1913 flu, all the lives that went through that area and the hospital and everything. It'll be interesting that when you are aware of where you put everything, to watch for those items that, in case we haven't ask permission to remodel, that the things that will move inside of closed cases or the doors that will move. It'll be really interesting to share that with you. Thank you for widening our horizons.
Oh, you're quite welcome, sir. Please bear with us. 2021, we'll have the doors open.
It's going to be a destination for a lot of folks who are interested in any kind of history here. And you mentioned it's going to be on par with the Eisenhower Museum, Flint Hills Discovery Center, and really for people to come out to this part of the state, that might be a real economic benefactor here for a lot of folks to visit some museums.
Well, I hope so. Before we closed our doors in 2017, we were averaging between 45,000 and 50,000 visitors a year, and I hope to see that even double. My fear is just don't forget about us. We are in the process of turning very historic buildings into real showcase pieces for both the United States Army and also for the state of Kansas.
So tell us what the experience will be like for visitors once everything's completed.
Well, I'm not the most tech savvy person, but we're really going to go into a lot of high tech in this museum. I know a lot of folks like the hands-on experience, and so a couple of things we're going to do is we're going to have a really, really incredible exhibit about the Battle of the Little Bighorn, and it's going to be on an interactive map, but it's going to be not the kind of arrows and point that you would normally see in a museum that would be about maybe 20, 30 years old. This is very high tech. One of the things I'm most excited about is in the 1st Infantry Division Museum, and we have a gallery called the Hall of Heroes in there, and there will be different stations. We're going to actually, for remembrance, there are going to be the soldiers' crosses, the rifle with the helmet stuck on top and the dog tags. And we go all the way back to the division's beginnings in 1917. So we start with World War I and go all the way up to the present time. And there will be kiosks there. And you will be able to type in a specific message, and that will be digitally archived into the museum's archives. And it'll be there for posterity. So it's something we're really excited about.
Wow.
Being in there.
How wonderful is that? You get people that come from all over the country, send their thanks. People have family members all across the country, and they'll be able to have that as a memory to take with them. That's wonderful. Well, the complex is a small campus. Tell us about your education building and how that will benefit the museum and visitors.
Okay. As of October 1, the museum, I work for a headquarters called the Center of Military History, which is based in Washington, D.C. at Fort McNair. And we have been placed under or pretty much adopted by the Training and Doctrine Command of the United States Army. So our mission is just sort of not changed, but sort of evolved into training also soldiers and civilians in the history of the Army, the history of their unit. And so I have also been given an education center with a classroom where we can actually hold classes for soldiers on post and interested civilians, and we can do lectures in there on the Army history. Also with that is we have our research library and archives, where we have the archives of the division and the history of the U.S. Cavalry at Fort Riley. And so we would welcome the opportunity, once we're open there, that scholars, researchers, they can come in, make an appointment, and use our facilities. So we're kind of expanding our mission in training. We're telling the story in the museum, but we're also telling the story and being able to tell the story through lectures, slideshows, and research in the research center.
Okay. Well, fascinating stuff. We're getting close on time here. I'll just kind of have you talk about anything else maybe we haven't covered yet that you want to make sure you get in.
Well, so folks, remember, we have museums, even though we have been closed. We do have the temporary museum on post. We also have an exhibit in the Manhattan Town Center. And that was that came in at Christmas time. And we encourage folks, if they're in the town center, to go by and see our little museum exhibit. It's Christmas themed, but it's kind of an interesting and a little bit unique. In that we're looking at the history of the Army through the little toy soldier. And we were able to accept a gentleman's collection of toy soldiers, beautiful little pieces, works of art. And we created an exhibit around the little toy soldier. We talk about G.I. Joes and things like that. And, you know, as kids, what we played with and things, and how they have reflected the history of the United States Army. And the most interesting thing about it is the toy soldiers collectors, the notable toy soldier collectors like Peter Jackson, Lord of the Rings,
oh, yeah.
And Bob Barker and Winston Churchill. And so we highlight those folks. So please, if you can't get out to the museum, come down in to the town center and check out our little exhibit down there.
All right. Sounds good. Well, we're looking forward to when this project gets completed. We'll check back for updates here. Up until then, again, it's anticipated that the museum will be completed here late summer, maybe fall 2021, and it's going to be just a magnificent piece here when it's all completed. Dr. Smith, we sure appreciate you coming out.
Oh, my pleasure. Happy to be here, Brandon. Thank you.
You bet. Stay tuned. We'll have more in focus coming up after this on K-Man.